I'm joined by Simon Stevens, who knew Matt Ratner. Thank you for joining us today.
No problem at all.
And remind us how you knew Matt.
Well, when Matt first joined the job in 91, when he passed out of training school, he came to Charing Cross in 92. He joined our team. There was 45 of us, and we were split into different groups. And Matt was one of our miniature teams, maybe one of seven of us. And, Matt was part of the team, and he was such a good lad that he came to my wedding 26 years ago. And, in fact, his son, Luke, was at that wedding, and I believe Luke is 26 now, so, yeah.
Wow, time passes so quickly.
It does, yeah.
Now, obviously, horrendous news this time last week for you. But you've decided to see some good in it and make something positive out of it, an awful situation that Matt would be proud of for you for doing. What are you going to do?
Well, I've signed up anyway for the London Virtual Marathon. It's the 40th one. I was just going to run locally, not raise any money. I was just going to do it for the sort of, how would you put it, add another one to my list. But then when Matt passed away, I just felt that I needed to do something. It was my way of sort of saying, thanks, mate, you're a good buddy. Let's get some good out of this bad. So I'm running the London Virtual 40th Marathon this Sunday. I'll be starting from Charing Cross Police Station, which is where we started, by the sights of London, going down to Croydon Custody, where unfortunately Matt was tragically killed. And then I'll make my way back to central London to finish off there.
Perfect route. Wow, down memory lane, and very poignant for you as well, but he'd be so proud of you, I'm sure. And you've got your Just Giving page set up, which is fantastic. Who are you raising funds for as well?
Yeah, I'm raising funds. It's a couple of funds that basically East Grinstead Rugby Club, where Matt was one of the head coaches there, they support Wooden Spoon, which is a rugby-based charity which supports disabled and underprivileged children. And the other one is CRY, which is the cardiac risk for young. It's basically, they look at screening for children, in fact, children and young adults, so 14 to 35-year-olds. They screen them just in case if anyone has any cardiac problems. It's to stop sudden infant death. It's like there's so many kids that go out, play sport, have a cardiac and pass away for no reason at all. And if those kids were screened, then they might be prevented.
That is such a fantastic reason for doing it, and amazing causes, and Matt would be so proud of you. Thank you so much for your time. Best of luck over the weekend. I hope the weather stays a bit better than it is at the moment.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thank you, and we'll try and catch up with you next week.
Yeah, that'd be great. So I'd just like to thank people who have made the donations already, and if they want to give, then it's my name's Simon Stevens, and it's my last marathon for Matt.
Simon, thank you so much for your time. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks very much for your help.
Thank you. Thanks.